This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is sponsored by Tia Armstrong with Property Place Solutions, brokered by EXP. Tia is a local real estate agent who prides herself in being a value add in all her clients' real estate transactions. Whether it's an investment property or your next home, you can rely on Tia to help you with whatever you need. Check her out on her socials at Tia Armstrong or give her a call at 615-497-5336.
All right. Worst piece of advice you've ever gotten. Do you know?
Okay. I'll say like, don't quit.
Sure.
Now, I don't think anybody's truly given me that advice. Like, don't quit. Maybe don't give up. But I do think that this day and age, one of the things, certainly I, in my like lots of self-reflection, and I'm hyper aware of all of my shortcomings and will say them out loud all the time. But I think a lot of people in our this day and age, so busy.
Mm-hmm.
There's constant inputs and stimulus, opportunities to be spread very thin and to be overworked and underappreciated. And to the thought of like getting to a point in my life and looking back and wishing I'd invested my precious time into the things that really mattered versus doing all the things barely enough. And so back to that piece of advice, like, don't quit, don't give up. It's like there's fear of missing out, FOMO. Well, there's also JOMO, like the joy of missing out.
Yeah.
And to know when to quit or to know when to pull back. And I think that like society and potentially China and certainly God gave the whole world a lot of like forced reminders of like the need to be still and the need to like pull back in areas that we're, you know, we're spread too thin and we're too much, we got too much and then we have nothing.
Sure.
We have nothing and our family is there all the time. And
it was a lot.
The 2020, everything that went on, and you and I talked about it before the show, It really, I've seen so much growth in my faith, growth in my personal like journey, and I think my resilience, but also, and like physically, like I went through kind of a dark spiral and then also came out of it because I was like, nothing is in control. I have to control what I can. And what I can control is how I move my body, what I put into my body, taking care of my body. Everything else is just a dumpster fire, but I can control those factors. And I learned a lot from that. And one of the things that I really swore to myself that I was going to do a better job of, and I will set this goal, is to like to say no to things if it's not going to provide, like, if investing my time and energy in it doesn't make me who I want to be.
Sure.
So to quit or to give up where
it saying no is not happen. Easy, especially when you're so driven, you know?
Yeah. You get excited. Mm-hmm. You got all those side hustles, all those like opportunity to like do all those things. And it's so good. I mean, it sounds like I'm talking to you specifically personally, but everybody who mm-hmm. is at a stage in their life where they feel called to do things to serve others, like you can't put the oxygen mask on anyone else
sure.
until you've got your oxygen mask on you. And I think that it's important, and you know, self-care, I like could not tell you what that's about, but I can tell you that like you've got to look out for yourself so that then you can care for everyone else
yeah.
and love on everyone else and change the world.
You can't give if you're empty.
Mm,
you can
yeah.
only give if you're overflowing.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. Or at least like full, close to it. Yeah, like full. Fuller. Yeah. If you got something in there, so.
Something to give.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again to Tia Armstrong with Property Place Solutions, brokered by EXP, for sponsoring this episode. Be sure to reach out to her on her socials at Tia Armstrong or give her a call at 615-497-5336. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.